Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Geo Coney live, the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A football Monday with Jets beating up the Chicago Bears, with Mike White putting on another spectacular offensive performance. He, of course, will get the start this Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings up in Minnesota. And you look at the AFC standings, and there's a lot of teams right around that 8-3, 7-4 situation, including the Dolphins and the Bills in the Jets' own division. The Jets are 7-4. The Chargers are 6-5. The Patriots are 6-5. The Bengals and the Ravens both 7-4. So there's a lot still to be determined. But I would think that if you get 10 wins and you get to 10-7, it should be able to get it done.
Yeah, you know, the interesting team here is Baltimore, because they've had double-digit leads, I think, on almost every game. And, you know, they were up 9 points with about 6 minutes to go in yesterday's game. And Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars came back on them. It's amazing. It's amazing what's happened to them. I thought, you know, their schedule, their remaining schedule is one of the easiest in the league. I think Kansas City has the easiest schedule going forward. And, you know, they can throw their helmets out in the field and just win a game. I mean, that's how good they are. They just destroyed the Rams yesterday. You know, the Buffalo, New England Patriots play this Thursday night.
That's right.
So that is a huge game. And I'm thinking, you know, like if you're a Jet fan,
you want the Bills to win.
You want the Bills to win. I feel like you want to knock at least one of these other teams out. Although, if the Bills lose, the Jets, because by virtue of their record within the division, other than losing those two games to New England, they've already beat Miami and Buffalo.
No, I know, but at the same time,
they'll have a chance for the division win.
I agree, but the Bills are better than the Patriots, and you'd like to bury the Patriots so they don't have that tiebreaker over you.
The Bills have got major injuries going into this game. So Von Miller is out, and I don't know how long he's going to be out for, and I don't know if Greg Rousseau is ready to return from a high ankle sprain. And if that's the case, now all of a sudden things have changed. They still have Steph Diggs, and they still have, you know, Josh Allen, of course, and they still have that tremendous offense. But that defense without those pass rushers, completely different now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what do you think? You think that the Jet fans should be rooting for the Patriots in that game?
I feel like, oh, man, there's a lot of reasons why I would say you want to knock the Patriots out.
Yeah.
Because of the wild card and all that other stuff.
That's the way I feel.
But I also feel like, man, if Mike White's going to play like this and you have one of the best defenses in football, hell, I want to win the division.
Well, of course. You don't ever want to give up on
that. So that means I need guys in front of me to lose.
Yeah.
I don't need guys behind me losing.
That's true, but they're only a game behind you, and they have the tiebreaker over you.
Man, and by the way, Miami this week goes to San Francisco. So San Francisco, I think, is shut out their opponents in the second half in five straight games or some crazy number.
Yeah, the Jets do have both the Bills and the Dolphins left, and the Dolphins in week 18. So who knows? Maybe that's a seeding thing that's wrapped up for them. You never know.
I think if I had my druthers, obviously I want my team to win and beat the Minnesota Vikings. I want the Miami Dolphins to get hammered by the San Francisco 49ers. And I want the Patriots to win Thursday night.
Okay.
That would be a perfect weekend for me, because now we'd be 8-4, the Bills would be 8-4, and the Dolphins would be 8-4, and we beat the Bills and the Dolphins.
And you got them on the schedule.
And then who's in first place?
Right, and then guess who's next on the schedule on December 11th after the Viking game? The Bills.
Go get them.
Yeah, up in Orchard Park.
So that's how I would look at it if I were a Jet fan. I know it's hard to root for the Patriots. I understand that, especially after they beat you twice this year. And you had them in both games. You had them in freaking both games.
I know. I mean, if you think about it, if they had better quarterback play in both those games,
they probably win.
Yeah, they win both of them, and they're sitting at 9-2 alone at the top of the division.
That's the point. So I still think the Jets are good enough to be the number one team now. Listen, the way they played yesterday, and I know it was the Bears, and they're going to have to go on the road, and they're going to play indoors now, which is perfect for them and their speed guys and all that other stuff. But, you know, they're going to have to score the same amount of points in next week's game as they did this week's game in order to win.
I think they're capable of doing that, especially through the air against the Vikings defense, because I don't know. I don't think they're going to be healthy in the secondary again. I think there's at least another game for Cam Dantzler, one of their better cornerbacks who's on IR, so I think they'll be able to do it. So
wow.
If you've got Jets at Vikings, Jets at Bills, and then you host the Lions and the Jaguars after that.
Now, here we go with the Lions and Jaguars.
The Lions and the Jaguars are both live.
Oh,
I know,
my
they're
God.
They're both live, though. I'm not saying in the Jaguars is a Thursday night game. I'm not saying that they're pushovers, but I'm sorry, if you're going to make the playoffs in the AFC, you got to win both those games at home.
Just worry about the Vikings right now and hope that your quarterback is not like a one-hit wonder. And that
he's not. He's already past that. He's already past one-hit wonder.
Two-hit wonder.
Two hits, not a wonder. That's a trend, man.
Know, this is the thing. The hard thing for all quarterbacks, you know, even the great ones, is getting up every weekend and being your best, being the best you possibly can. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, look at Tom Brady. They're two of the best that have ever played the position. Even they struggled. Josh Allen has struggled. You know, Patrick Mahomes did not have a great game yesterday. He struggled against a depleted Rams team, even though they destroyed the Rams because the Rams had no quarterback play whatsoever.
Sure.
And look at some of the quarterbacks that played in the NFL yesterday.
Yeah, they're really bad. I mean, Simeon, what the hell was going on with that, by the way? I don't know. I mean, you're up there on the set. I don't know.
No, they told us that in pregame warm-up that he had strained his oblique and that he might not play.
Well, it was reported, though, that he wasn't playing. Like, Adam Schefter and other NFL insiders, like Trevor Siemian, hurt his oblique in warm-ups, and Nathan Peterman will be starting the game. And that's what everybody said. Nathan Peterman's going to be the quarterback. Then, all of a sudden, Bears PR is like, no, we don't know. It's going to be a game-time decision, and it turns out that Trevor Siemian played.
Who cares?
I'll tell you who cares. Gamblers, because the line started going crazy. So everybody thought that Nathan Peterman was going to play. The under changed, the Jets' money line changed, the spread changed by a point. That's who cares. So you can't tell us that Trevor Siemian's not playing and Nathan Peterman is. And Nathan Peterman is worse than Trevor Siemian, clearly.
Yeah, and Trevor Siemian basically said it was embarrassing in the locker room, so there was no way that he was not going to play. But I mean, like, they had no chance.
No, they didn't have a chance, but when it comes down to, like, this day and age of everybody gambling, that Nathan Peterman being named the starting quarterback by Adam Schefter and whoever told him that changed the lines. It did. So, and then all of a sudden, it was back to Trevor Siemian. It was like, well, what the hell's going on?
Did he change your lines back?
It did. Yeah, so they ended up...
Well, there you go.
No, but it didn't really matter because they ended up blowing him out, essentially, you know, by 21 points. But I just... I'd never seen anything like that, where it's just you don't know who the quarterback's going to be up until...
Well, I mean, if a guy gets hurt in pregame, you know, the last guy I remember getting hurt in pregame?
Tyrod Taylor. He got stabbed in his chest by this doctor. Remember that?
All right, but that's a different thing. He was getting a shot by the doctor. I think the last one I remember is when Neil O'Donnell got hurt in pregame warmups.
The Steelers or the Jets?
The Jets.
Okay.
And you know who came in to play for him?
You?
No, I was gone when they signed Neil.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they pushed
you aside.
This is
a trivia question. So
Glenn Foley? Glenn Foley?
No, it wasn't Foley, nope. Good trivia question for you.
I don't know. Long time ago.
We've said his name a lot on this show in the last 3 weeks. A lot
on his show in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, maybe even the last month.
It wasn't, but we just had Foley on.
No,
you guys weren't here for that. Glenn Foley called up out of nowhere. And then Fliegelman's like, there's some guy claiming to be Glenn Foley. And I was like, before this guy comes on and says, I want to slap your butt cheeks, like, let's check. And then Boomer checked and ended up being him. Whose name did we say a lot the last couple weeks?
Come on, man. You said his name a lot. And he wore number 7, too, by the way.
I don't remember saying the guy's name a lot. Just give it to me.
Frank Reich.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Good one.
That is a good one.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we were talking about this yesterday, and one of our researchers, Wayne Fiddleman, you know, looked it up.
Fiddleman.
He goes, yeah, it was Neil O'Donnell got hurt, and then Frank Reich started for him.
Well, the Tyrod Taylor thing counts.
Yeah, but that was like a shot.
It was still pregame. He was supposed to start.
It wasn't like he was practicing in pregame.
Okay.
I mean, supposedly Trevor Siemian got hurt. It was oblique practicing in pregame. Practice.
Which is pretty bad.
I mean, we're talking about practice.
Yeah. That is embarrassing.
That goes to show you how bad it is for the Bears.
Oh, my God. I know. It's just ugly. And they trade away Roquan Smith, obviously.
Yeah, they're rebuilding for the future. And hey, you know what? The Jets got a huge break because, you know, who wants to run around after Justin Fields?
Oh, exactly.
Especially in that weather yesterday.
I will say, though, that the first quarter, the Bears' offense was going right up and down the field. I mean, I don't know what the hell was going on. I'm thinking, this is insane. That game had started off at a 38.5 over-under. And I'm thinking, this is going to go over by halftime with the way these
teams are playing. It's amazing how many big scores there were yesterday. You know, a couple teams saved their season. I think the Chargers saved their season.
Yeah.
Going for it.
I know.
Your boy Brandon Staley went for two to win the game.
Yeah.
Man, I love it.
You like that one?
I do like that. You like that?
Yeah, I don't know if
you like that. Doug Peterson did the same thing.
I know, but see, it's a little bit different,
though. It happened
though,
twice yesterday.
When you're fighting for your playoff life. I don't know. I think you're the better team in that spot, but whatever. I generally like the aggressiveness, but I feel like Brandon Staley's like way too aggressive.
Yeah, but I think he probably felt like, you know what? My defense can't stop Kyler Murray. He's running all over the place. So now what happens to Denver and Arizona? What happens in those cities?
Oh, my God. You got two quarterbacks signed to massive deals, albatross-style around-the-neck deals with Kyler Murray and, of course, Russell Wilson.
That's why you got to be right, man. You got to.
Those guys don't seem like they're very well liked by their teammates either. I saw this. I got to find you this tweet. Someone showed this to me yesterday. Remember when Kyler Murray was yelling at Cliff Kingsbury on the sideline?
Yes, calm down, calm down.
Yeah, and then he goes, man, wow. If the video was like, wow, did you really hear what Kyler said? And you like put the volume up, and it's just the overdubbed like a little chipmunk voice.
Yes. It's like, I'll tell you, football fans are not happy, man. When their team loses, man, you sent me a tweet yesterday that supposedly Lamar Jackson responded to.
Supposedly? No, it's 100% true.
That's 100% true.
100% true.
Lamar Jackson just reacted to a rando guy tweeting.
Rando guy, yeah. Castle Will Kill was the guy's name.
It's unbelievable.
At Castle Will Kill. So he's got like 100 followers. He's just a Ravens fan. And after the game, obviously, they lose in dramatic fashion. And Castle Will Kill says, when someone is asking for over $250 million guaranteed, like LJ Era 8, and he tags Lamar Jackson.
So that's all right. So that's his Twitter account. You know?
That's right. He goes, games like this should not come down to Justin Tuck. Let Lamar walk and spend that money on a well-rounded team. This is what Castle Will Kill with 100 followers says. Lamar Jackson sees this.
100 followers.
Lamar Jackson sees this because he's tagged it and he's scrolling through all his mentions and says, boy, STFU, y'all be capping too much on this app. MF never smelt a football field, never did S, but eat D. Boom. Roasted Castle Will Kill.
I mean... That's a starting NFL quarterback. Yeah.
If that's true about Castle Will Kill, we got to help him out. He's never smelled a football field, and that's all he's doing is eating that, then we got to get him some help.
So that's your starting quarterback going after one of your fans.
Yes.
D. With exclamation points.
Two exclamation points.
I got to tell you.
I got to see if it's still up there. He deleted it.
So here's what the Ravens are dealing with. They're dealing with watching what Arizona and Denver are going through and what their future looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think he ended up deleting it. So, yeah. Obviously, he was getting some heat for that, and that was the end of it. Frank in Rockland County. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Good morning.
Good morning.
Calling about that fake news from Adam Schefter, I wasn't too thrilled about, because once I heard Peterman was starting, I slammed that under. It dropped 1 point.
Yeah, so it went. What did you end up getting it at?
It was 38. Peterman starting went to 37. I bought it up to 38 still.
Yeah.
And that was done in the third quarter, basically.
Yeah, no, I know. I actually, believe it or not, I ended up buying it up to 42.5 and parlaying it with the Jets' money line. It ended up working out for me, but I needed them to not score a point in the entire fourth quarter, which happened. But I'm with you, man. I mean, I started betting under props on the Bears' wide receivers and stuff like that, thinking Peterman's going to throw 17 interceptions in this game.
I was ready to put everything on it. I mean, Peterman, I've never seen throw first down.
Right,
like,
oh, exactly.
I'm not even going to watch the game, and Semien comes down 59 yards in three passes. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know. That was as big of a tilt as I think anybody's ever had when he came in the game. It goes
well,
right
I
down
mean,
for a touchdown.
Can you blame Adam Schefter if somebody is telling him that, you know, Semien got hurt in pregame?
But, I mean, it wasn't that he got hurt in pregame. It's that he wasn't going to play, and Peterman was going to start. So, I mean, and it was wrong. So, I don't know who. Someone screwed up big time to put that news out there in the way that it did. And it sat out there for, like, 35 minutes before.
Yeah, I know. We were being told in our ears as our show is going on that, and we all thought that somebody was pulling our leg.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, and,
Yeah, it's crazy. Sorry, Frank, about that, because that's a tough one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so if you're watching us on CBS Sports Network this morning, we are all wearing the same sweatshirt. It's a collaboration between Flag and Anthem, who we love so much, and the Boomer Esiason Foundation. And tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, and you yourself can donate and receive this special sweatshirt if you go to esiason.org.
That's right. It's about, there's probably about 100 items on our auction, our Christmas auction, or our holiday auction, I should say. It ends tomorrow, which is Giving Tuesday. And this is just one of the items that you can purchase. And Flag and Anthem did a great job with them. And there's a lot of trips in there. There's a couple golf outings that I'll be in. Would love to play with somebody with at Wingfoot, Atlantic, Sabonic.
Pretty cool.
So some great deals with six guys, by the way.
Wow.
So you can bring six guys to all three places, and I'll be a part of, you know, one of the foursomes for nine hole, one of the foursomes for another nine holes, and we'll have lunch and stuff like that. So all top shelf kind of stuff. A lot of great trips in there, a lot of great memorabilia in there. So if you want to help out, tomorrow's Giving Tuesday, now's a good time to do it.
That's right, esiason.org. And
hit the events. Yeah, you got to go to esiason.org, hit the events icon, and then when you get into events, it will show you the holiday auction right there.
And thanks to Flag and Anthem, as always, for stepping up. Those
they
guys
take
are
great
tremendous.
Care of us, man. Really, really great care of us.
All right, Jerry's back with another update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. Also brought to you by Dr. Jay Shah at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. As we hear from Chris Carino on Compass Media Networks, big day for the Jets on Sunday.
Third and fourth to 22. Take the snap. White back to throw for the Jets. Moving to the left, going to throw it, left sideline, end zone, caught, touchdown! It's Elijah Moore with his first touchdown reception of the season.
And that was, again, Chris Carino.
Mike White's on fire. RQB Mike White's on fire. He's going to set this league on fire! Yeah!
He threw it out. 315 yards. A lot of that, by the way, in the first half where he was dominant. 22 of 28, three scores, no picks, 31-10. Jets beat the Bears. And yes, indeed, that was Elijah Moore with a touchdown catch. He had two catches on the day. Here was Rob Saleh. So that was some start by Mike White, huh?
Especially in the elements. It was, like I said, he made the easy look easy, and that's I thought he did a really good job with that.
I thought Rob Saleh really downplayed his
effort. Well, he did. I think he's trying to, doesn't want to throw Zach Wilson under the bus.
I think he made the easy look easy as a shot at Zach, because Zach always makes the easy look hard, like those little screens and things down the side. I mean, the line of scrimmage are always a problem for him, so I thought that was actually unlike the other guy. You know, he makes easy look easy.
Here was more on SNY. Now, that's more like it.
That's what happens when we play New York Jet football. That's New York Jet football. That's the real New York Jet football.
The real New York Jets.
None of that Mormon bullcrap.
He did not say that.
Oh, sorry.
Seemed like it was pretty cohesive out there.
Team camaraderie. You just see everybody on the sideline after every play. You just felt the love, you know, and you can't get that anywhere else.
Wow. I thought he'd throw Mike White in there and everybody. This is like a utopia.
I have to say that the offensive line did a hell of a job. They had a good game yesterday, both run blocking and pass blocking, but a little bit different next week when they go to Minnesota.
Here was Garrett Wilson. He had a couple of, two touchdown catches in this game. He was terrific, 95 yards receiving. He says, you go back, remember last week that sorry crap they put out there on the field? Here he was talking about opening his mouth and voicing his opinion a week ago.
Honestly, I feel like people was happy I said it. And like I said, you know, come back like this and play the way we did on offense this week, you know, that's what you want to do.
No doubt. Now, here was Mike White, says this wasn't just about me.
I think it was more of a complete team win. We ran the ball well when we needed to, late in the game, we could have just kind of hung it up 21, but we kept the run game going, and guys were running hard, and it felt like a complete team win.
And how did he feel?
That's how you handle it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you handle the press conference.
Yeah, complete team win. Everybody contributed.
Yes.
Oh, how did you feel about being the leader on that field today?
Personally, the way I approach the quarterback position is being a calming presence in the huddle, especially when things aren't going well, because that's when things can start to spiral and snowball. But it's just distributing the ball and letting them be who they are.
Well, we now know why they elevated Mike White to backup over Joe Flacco.
That is true.
Remember when that happened?
He's got a pulse.
About 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wanted him to start beginning of the year.
Yes, you did.
I was screaming about Mike White over Flacco. So who knows? This team might be undefeated if Mike White.
All right. Just calm down. God.
Here was Ty Cobb. Is the Mike White chance? Yeah, we noticed.
Yeah, happy for him. That's awesome. That's a dream come true to be in an NFL stadium and hear people chanting your name.
Well, we'll see if they're chanting their name again. Now, next week in Minnesota, Jets and Vikings, while the Giants play Washington on Sunday. A lot of other stuff around the league. The Sunday night game saw the Eagles do what the Eagles have been doing all season long, running and winning.
Ertz back in the shotgun, takes the snap, holds it out, gives it to Sanders, running left, breaks a tackle across the 10, inside the 5 to the end zone, touchdown Philadelphia. Miles Sanders with his 7th touchdown run of the year.
And that was part of a 40-33 win over Green Bay and part of a 143-yard rushing effort from Sanders, who scored twice on the night. And oh, by the way, Jalen Hurts ran for 157 yards and threw for 153. A lot of offense in this game. Aaron Rodgers left the game, rib injury. So when did that happen?
It was in the first half and then got kind of re-aggravated in the third quarter. Just having a hard time breathing and rotating my upper body. So I was worried about a punctured lung as well. So I want to get that checked out.
Like Ben.
Yeah, I know. Now that Ben's retired, Aaron Rodgers has to take that mantle.
I hear punctured lung. All I think, though, is Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, doctor told me that there's a floating rib in there, and at any point it could puncture my lung and I could die. So, you know, it's a pretty serious situation. So.
How about Tyrod Taylor, who actually did have a punctured lung?
Yeah, that's right, because a doctor stabbed it.
Right. Well, they wanted to get Justin Herbert on the field.
Yeah, that's a sick way to
do it. Speaking about getting on the field, did you see Sean McVay?
Yes, he got ran over, yeah.
I mean, right in the head by the helmet.
I know.
It's like he didn't get a broken jaw.
Well, might have a concussion. Who knows? Niners beat the Saints 13-0. The Chiefs did beat the Rams 26-10. Here, last hour, we played the Raiders beating the Seahawks, as we heard it in Vegas. This was in Seattle, the Josh Jacobs game winner in overtime.
High backs in the backfield behind Carr, who goes under center. The handoff to Jacobs straight ahead, and he's got running room. There he goes, and he's going to take off. He's going to win this football game. He's going to go the length of the field is Jacobs, 86 yards, and the Raiders are going to beat the Seahawks.
Yes, they did, 40-34.
Big for the Giants, man, if you're thinking about the wild card in the NFC.
And it makes that game this week against the Commanders all that more important.
Yep.
Got all four teams right now that would be in the postseason in the NFC East. How about that?
How about that?
Here was Pete Carroll. Hard to believe we didn't win that game in overtime.
Not getting it. We get the stop on fourth down. Big stop on fourth down. We get the ball around midfield, and we don't get first down there. You can look at both ways. Everybody was involved in this thing.
Yep, everybody had some blame in this one. 303 all-purpose yards for Josh Jacobs, including that 86-yard touchdown run. So the Raiders get the win. The Chargers beat the Cardinals 25-24. Austin Eckler, a one-yard touchdown catch with 15 seconds to go. And then L.A. goes for two, and they get it. So they come away with the win. The Cardinals lose. Now, this was about a fourth and inches call. I guess it didn't go the Cardinals' way. I was not watching this game. But this is the clip that's all of a sudden circulating everywhere with Kyler Murray asking what went wrong on that fourth and inches.
Schematically, I mean, we were kind of
Schematically, we were kind of effed. I really thought there was going to be a long, detailed answer there. Once he said schematically, I was like, oh, man, where's this going?
Yeah, that's where it went.
I would say the Cardinals schematically have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Sure seems like it, no doubt. So do the Broncos. They are terrible. They lost to the Panthers 23-10. Sam Darnold got the start. 160.
He's throwing touchdowns just as fast as he can. Everyone's crazy about our QB, Sam. Come on!
Darnold's the starter.
Darnold's the starter, yes. 164 and a touchdown. Now, Russell Wilson and the Bronco offense... Again, I mean, they do nothing. Was it Mike Purcell, yes, however you pronounce his name? He comes off the field. Video shows him just screaming at Russell Wilson at one point. Here he was. What was going on?
Frustration. We want to spark on something. We all are in this together, period. So, you know, that's the quarterback of our offense. They're about to take the field. Obviously, we let up a touchdown, so we weren't doing our job, but got to get a spark somewhere.
Now, was he responding to something that Russell Wilson said as he was going off the field, or did he just happen to catch a glimpse of Russell Wilson and get so pissed off that he had to scream in his face?
You know what? I think he got a glimpse of Russell Wilson just standing there like Russell has been doing this year, like he's like somewhere other than where he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And they're sick of it. They're totally sick of it.
3 points at that point.
They're flat. They can't get anything done on offense. And as I always tell you, this is where Zach Wilson, unfortunately, fell short, is that, you know, that's the guy that drives the ship. You're the quarterback. You have to generate points. You've got to generate energy. You've got to generate confidence. And Russell Wilson didn't do it. Zach Wilson's not doing it. There's another player, and this is why I brought up that tweet before about Lamar Jackson. There's something going on with him.
Like he doesn't have his contract. They lost a miserable game yesterday.
But he hasn't looked right for about 3 to 4 weeks. I don't know. Is it about the contract? But it's the energy that he normally brings to the field is just not there. You know, he's one of the most energetic, most entertaining players in football. And it just hasn't been that way for the Ravens.
Be careful. You're going to be the next guy he tells to eat a D.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
It's a good thing Russell Wilson only has another, $200 million coming to him after this year. Boy, oh boy.
I'll tell you what, the Seahawks won that one. Even though they lost yesterday, they won that one, boy.
You mentioned Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Same type of deal. Jacksonville's score goes right down the field late. They score a touchdown. They don't take the one for the tie. Instead, they go for two.
Shotgun for Trevor. He drops. He looks. Fires left side of us. Caught! Zay Jones catches it! The two-point conversion is good! Jacksonville is taking the lead! How good is that?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Watch his throw. I mean,
the laser.
He loaded up and he ripped it. And that was his best game in his young career. So he's one of those 2021 draft picks that is finally starting to come around. He threw some lasers yesterday.
And that stadium, they had that weather delay. Then they go to the game. It's bright sunshine, blue sky, but it was some storm that rolled through.
People in the pool?
I didn't notice.
Yeah, they got a pool at that stadium.
Yeah.
Al, would you go in that pool?
I didn't know that.
You go swimming in that pool in Jacksonville?
No chance.
Why not?
Serious? Yeah, who knows? Nowhere. VD could be in there.
VD?
Yeah, 100%.
You think so?
You have a better chance of him staying up till midnight tonight.
Everybody says the same thing about that pool when they see that pool. Everybody.
NFL
would you go
fans
in that pool?
No way. Water.
You know how much urinating goes on in that pool?
That's why I don't go in any pools anymore, like public indoor pools or anything like that. No way.
I'm very familiar with the Diamondbacks pool. I was not aware that the Jaguars had a pool in this place.
Oh, they got a pool, and they got people in a pool.
They got a pool.
Please pee here.
Okay, if need be. Oh, man. So that was...
I think the Jets should put a pool in.
What are you, nuts? A hot tub, maybe.
Put a hot tub in.
28-27 was the final of that game. Steelers-Colts tonight on Monday Night Football. And they're going to keep the stupid Colts and Cowboys on Sunday Night Football this week.
That screws you bad. They should have moved one of those games.
I agree.
Jets-Vikings are going to move.
That would have been a good one. Absolutely. Instead, we get the Colts in prime time in back-to-back weeks.
Ugh.
Knicks lost to the Grizzlies 127-123. Ja Morant, the triple-double, 27-10-14. Jalen Brunson matched me at 30 points in the loss, but he did miss his final two shots in the final 10 seconds. His thoughts?
I say this all the time. My teammates and coaches have a lot of trust in me, and they've welcomed me with open arms. And that hurts, and I can't pull through for them. That hurts.
I like the way that started. Yeah. Anyway, the Knicks are 9-11 with these back-to-back losses at the Garden after the good road trip. Nets, meantime, beat the Blazers 111-97. Seth Curry, 7-10 from three. He had 29 off the bench. He says went out and got it done.
I was able to get some stuff off the bounce. Kevin, Kai, those guys being really unselfish passing the ball. And I was joking with one of the coaches, I got my first layup today, too. So my legs are starting to feel a little bit better when I start getting that paint.
That was Curry on. Yes, Kevin Durant led the way 31-5-5, and Kyrie Irving did have 22. Nets magic tonight in Brooklyn as the Nets try to reach the 500 mark. They are right now 10-11. Also of note, you had the Celtics continue to play good ball. They beat the Wizards 130-120. When you see the photos of the Wizards Wags, as they call them, from their trip to Miami.
Yeah. Oh, I did see that, yes.
That looked fun. Now, that looked like a party. At the World Cup, Cameroon and Serbia played to a 3-3 tie. South Korea and Ghana start in 20 minutes. You've got Brazil and Switzerland coming up at 11. Devils Rangers tonight. Devils, after that one loss, have bounced back with back-to-back wins. And in college basketball, Seton Hall fell to Siena 60-55. UConn, now ranked 20th in the country, beat Iowa State 71-53.
Yeah, the Rangers need to get their heads out of their collective baskets.
What happened the other day? They're 3-0. They blew the third period.
Absolutely. I mean, but they also took a goal off the two goals off the scoreboard.
That was a three.
Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer.
Shut up!
No,
and by the way,
yeah,
I was talking to our buddy Youssef, back at the coffee station.
Mm-hmm.
Morocco beat Belgium, and Belgium, has got riots going on right now in Brussels. Because Morocco beat Belgium, and Youssef is very happy.
Of course he is. That's his home country.
Right.
Morocco.
Yes.
I hope you put a couple dollars on it. Quickly, Chris and Piscataway. What's going on, Chris?
Oh, hi, yeah.
Hey, yeah, yeah. What's happening, Chris?
I live in Jersey now, but I'm a South Shore Long Island guy.
Nice. Right. We like it. Yeah, what's going on?
From a long time ago. I haven't lived there in a while, but... Gio, do you know where Bayport is?
Do I know where Bayport is?
We know where Bayport is. What are you talking about? What do you want to tell us about Bayport?
Yeah. You just never mention it. That's all. But, you know, save it at least, I suppose. Because I live there,
and that's just where I'm from.
I'll save the world the time. Bayport Blue Point won the Long Island Championship.
It's Bayport Blue Point,
right? Sayville won the Long Island Championship.
Congratulations to those two schools who did it.
So, and then Belport did not win. Garden City beat them. But Bayport Blue Point and Sayville both won their respective divisions Long Island Championship.
Garden City plays defense like the 49ers.
Apparently, yes. That's what I heard.
Exactly.
This guy wants us to mention every town on Long Island.
Bayport Blue Point. It's not just Bayport. You got to say Bayport Blue Point.
And we love Bayport Blue Point and the Phantoms, so congratulations to them and congratulations to Sayville as well.
I don't love them.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bellflower Top Studio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So as you're watching the games yesterday, a strange story comes the way of Odell Beckham Jr., and it's something I still don't know really what the truth is at this point or what the hell happened, but if you haven't seen it yet, Odell Beckham Jr. was on a flight from Miami to L.A. I'm going to try to combine both sides of the story to give you a sense of what happened. You know, according to Odell, he was sitting there and asleep with a blanket over his head, and the flight attendants became overzealous in asking him to fasten his seatbelt, and they went back and forth. And
that's
then
overzealous to ask somebody to wear their seatbelt?
Apparently.
When did that become overzealous?
Sorry, this is what his lawyer is saying. I'm just feeding you that. Then I'll give you the other side of the story. So his lawyer is saying that the flight attendants were not giving him an opportunity to comply, and then they ended up having to get him off the flight, and then he didn't want to get off the flight, so then everybody had to get off the flight, and then that was that, and now they're going to basically try to spin that into that the flight attendants were wrong, which, I mean, maybe they were, I don't know, I wasn't there. However, the other side of the story, the flight attendant side of the story, was that he was in and out of consciousness in his seat. And they believe that whatever was going on with him was going to get worse during the flight. So at that point, once they were talking to him about fastening his seatbelt, they were saying, you know, we really should get you off this flight. You're not looking too great. Then he refused to get off the flight. At that point, they taxied back to the gate. And then because he wouldn't get off the flight, everybody got off the flight with their luggage, and then he was taken away by airport security.
Oh, boy, he'd be great for the Giants. So let me ask you a question. Mr. Giannotti.
Yes, sir.
Would you please fasten your seatbelt?
No problem.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Now, let's take it another step further where you don't want to fasten your seatbelt, or when I come over to you, you have a blanket over your head.
All right.
And you're not engaging with me as a flight attendant, which you should do and show respect to somebody in their workplace. Mr. Giannotti, can you please fasten your seatbelt?
No problem.
Mr. Giannotti, you said you were going to fasten your seatbelt, and you haven't fastened your seatbelt.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I had forgotten. Now I'll fasten my seatbelt.
Okay, hang on. No. Mr. Giannotti, we're getting ready to leave the gate. You're going to need to fasten your seatbelt.
Hell no.
I mean, please, Mr. Giannotti, can you please just fasten your freaking seatbelt?
I got it. That's fastened.
Listen, are you okay, it's Mr.
Fastened.
Giannotti? Everything okay with you?
Everything's fastened.
Your eyes seem to be a little glossy. You seem to be a little bit in and out of it. You know, can you communicate with me? Are you okay?
I don't know what role now you want me to play. I'm confused.
Want you to play the role of whatever you want to play. I'm just, like, in other words, after a while, I feel bad for the flight attendant. You just get pissed off because somebody is in your place of work. You have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
You ask that person to follow the rules like everybody else. Yet, for whatever reason, whether it be substance, whether it be just a lack of respect for somebody, or just complete and utter deference to everything else that's going on around you, you decide not to follow the rules.
Yeah. Now
everybody on that freaking airplane get screwed over because of you not wanting to follow the rules.
Now, Odell Beckham Jr. tweeted, "Never in my life have I experienced what just happened to me. I've seen it all." Then wrote, "Never in my life." And then wrote, "I could never make this up." And then wrote, "Comedy Hour." Now, the Comedy Hour tweet was responded to someone who posted a video that he took from the airport. And he said, with the caption of this video, "Forcing us off the plane because you were unresponsive and unruly is not comedy to the hundreds of folks trying to get home, dude. Not cool, man."
All right, so there were people, obviously, other than the flight attendant, that were ticked off about this and obviously witnessed this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So,
and, you know, the flight attendant is not going to take off if they notice some sort of abnormal behavior. Well, this could be normal behavior, but in their eyes, it could be abnormal behavior by a passenger, and before they get up into the air at 30,000 feet, they want to make sure that everybody's got their feet on the ground and they have their seatbelts fastened.
Yeah. So, this, you want to hear the full statement by the lawyer or not interested?
Come on.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, I mean, you can read it if you want, and I can just throw up.
"The overzealous flight attendant insisted on removing everyone from the plane instead of simply allowing Mr. Beckham to fasten his seatbelt and proceed with the flight. At no time was Mr. Beckham disruptive or combative. He was willing to comply with the seatbelt requirement, but the flight attendant wanted to prove that he had the authority to have Mr. Beckham removed from the flight. The airline proceeded to send Mr. Beckham's luggage to Los Angeles without him. The incident was unnecessary. Sleeping on a plane should not be a cause for removal from a flight. If they could wake him up when the flight returned to the gate, then they could have done the same thing to ask him to put on his seatbelt."
Have you ever been on a flight, guys, where somebody on that flight is just not right and they ask the person to leave? Have you ever? I've been in two situations like that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, as a customer on the airplane, I would get nervous about somebody who, for whatever reason, either a fear of flying or substance abuse or whatever it may be,
yeah,
makes everybody on the airplane completely uncomfortable. And they ask that person to leave. Now, luckily, twice, both people had got off the plane and the plane was able to take off. You know, I don't know how he's acting. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know why he's not complying. I don't even know why you even would get yourself in a situation like this. I mean, I've been around for 61 years. I've probably been on 1,000 flights and have never had an issue ever.
Yeah, even getting close to getting kicked off a flight.
Right now, I've had a few cocktails on an airplane. Every now and then, I have a little fun, get a little loose, whatever.
Yeah.
But never to the point where you're not going to be respectful of the flight attendants who have a tough enough job as it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that they want to deal with this. Now, I've seen over-officious people, but there's no way that they want to kick somebody off the plane. There's no way they want to go back to the gate. There's no way they want to get everybody else off the plane. I mean, to make it seem like this flight attendant needed to prove that they had the authority to kick him off the plane and the rest of the people is a ridiculous response by the attorney. Those guys, the flight attendant doesn't want to do that. It's the last thing they want. Everybody's sitting in their chairs. They want to come back with the peanuts and the ginger ale and want to get the hell wherever they're going. They don't want all this mess.
Right, so if you don't put your seatbelt on after about five or six different attempts for you to do it, and you know you're not paying attention and you're sleeping or going in and out of consciousness, that to me is a red flag that that passenger has got to get off the plane.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to happen an hour into the flight at 35,000 feet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.